Shore CPA Mobile. KN4VWA, KP4CPA. Well, sunshine, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm about half awake.
We have to play tennis, you better get alert there, bud.
I keep telling myself, but, you know, oh, me. I'm having some more problems with my CPAP machine. I tell you, it's killing me.
Let me guess. Your problem is not really with the machine, it's with your mask, isn't it?
Really with my nasal passages, and I switched to the the one that covers your nose and your mouth. So that might help, but I don't sleep with my mouth open, and it just, you know, it really doesn't do any good. And and I'm trying. I was using some Flonase, so I switched to I think it's called Afrin or something like that, and it seemed to work better. For a night or two, but, and it was funny because I woke up last night, and, about 3 o'clock, and I wasn't getting any air through my nose. I could tell it, but when I took the mask off, I could breathe through my nose just fine. So I just don't get it.
Going to get real scratchy here. Do you still have me?
100%.
Okay, well, back on the receive side, it's just barely getting into me. This, you know, I just got to go ahead and call it like it is. The repeater's just turned to crap. But anyhow, do you use water in your CPAP?
Yeah. Yep. I've got it on 5, so, you know, it heats it up pretty good, and I've even have the tube heated up to, 3, so, I don't know.
Everybody's different, Dave, you just got to experiment with it, but I thought I was not getting enough water, and I was using almost three-quarters, I don't know what machine you got, but on my machine, I was using almost three-quarters of a reservoir of water every night, and I had it up too high, and it was stuffing me up. So I reduced it back down a little bit, and I used that other mask that suited me, and, you know, it took me a week to get used to that way. But I settled in, and just remember, small changes can make a big difference on those things, and you got to give it time to get used to it every time you make a change.
The video on YouTube, because I wanted to see if I could increase the pressure a little bit, and so I did. I think I went from like 12 to 13 and a half. But that was really too much, so I put it back to 12 for the max, and so maybe I need to cut down on the moisture that could very well, you know, be a part of the problem.
Find that happy median for yourself, and like I said, you know, you take about 2 or 3 days on each different setting to, you know, to really get used to it and figure it out. But My machine is an auto sensing. It's got a maximum setting and then a minimum setting. And then you set it for automatic. And man, that thing, it's crazy. It does its own thing. If it senses that I stop breathing, boom, it kicks in. Then it eases back off. That auto sensor really does work good for me.
Well, see, that was one thing the video says to turn off. Maybe I need to put it back a lot closer to where it was to begin with. There's a lot of settings on that thing you can mess with, but that doesn't mean you should mess with them.
Right about that. And you know, whether it be manual or automatic, you know, everybody is a little bit different. You just gotta kind of pick and choose and experiment, just like ham radio, man. You gotta find your own way through it. So, you know, just kind of work with it a little bit. You'll find your happy medium. You'll find that happy spot. I finally did. It took me almost a month to really get dialed in with mine.
CP4, CPA. Yeah, I'll find my happy place, as they say in, Peter Pan? Or your happy thought? I think it was your happy thought, yeah. Find your happy thought, Peter Pan. But anyway, I'll just have to keep messing with it. I really do not want to have that implant thing, and my wife kind of wants me to have it, so I don't know. I just don't want to do it.
Thank you, bud, and I'm gonna tell you something. I wouldn't do that implant for love or money. I actually know one guy that's actually had that done, and it backfired on him. They had to take that thing out.
The doctor that I saw, and I can't remember his name, I mean, he was really great, and he answered all my questions, and he said he's had about a 98% success rate, but he did have, one that didn't work for it. He had to take it back out, and he had one that the little lady just wanted it out. Yeah, it was working. She just didn't want it, so he took it out. So at least he was honest with me, and but I don't know. I'm just, well, I guess I'm just chicken.
I hear you. Well, listen, I got to buy some lawnmower parts this morning, bud, and I'm going to bail on you. I just pulled into the place where I'm going to try to get my lawnmower parts, and you have a good day. You're going out to play tennis, right?
Never guess.
I am the great Karnak.
the genie guy that Johnny Carson played.
You remember him, yeah. I'm the great Karnak. That's how I knew. Have a good day, bud. I hope you have a good game. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after your illustrious final.
Illustrious it'll be, but it will be a final anyway. But you have a good one too, and get that mower fixed. Get out there and sweat a couple pounds off, and maybe we'll talk to you later, Steve. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you later, KB4 CPA Mobile.